I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I feel weird about it. I'm not right with it. And
well,
I'm not.
There's no reason you should feel normal about it. So hey, are we podcasting? I'll tell you, Miss Kristen, and it's quite a compliment to you. I was like, you know, we're going to podcast. And I literally have never had this feeling before. I don't know if I got it in me to podcast today. And then I was like, oh, but really all I have to do is talk to my friend Kristen. Yeah. So I think I can,
I can do it.
Cheers to that.
I know.
We're tired because we're touring. We're touring and we love it. We're not complaining. We absolutely love it. There are still some shows left. So go to imomsohard.com for tickets and actually go to our socials this week. And
yeah,
you're going to see some new dates.
We're going to tell you there's going to be some new dates. We're not officially supposed to say that yet, but I feel like if you're listening to the podcast, you should get some like 411. You're VIP, baby.
Yeah.
So we're adding some shows in October, but that's it. Like it's these two little, we call mini tours because we have
next year till you guys make, if teenagers. You come this year, if you come to the shows this year, then they'll let us keep doing it.
Yeah.
So we want you to do, we want you to come.
Plus, we're just having a great ass time, man. I feel like
this has been the craziest. Even COVID being as crazy as it was and shows getting canceled, this year so far has been wilder.
Well, we're not getting shows canceled, but the shows have been really rowdy and fun.
Yeah.
I think like the spirit of people is overwhelmingly good
positive.
And positive and happy to be out. Whereas when we were doing post-COVID, everybody was like, wow, is it the end of the, I need a defibrillator.
I laughed really hard and now I feel guilty. Can we hug?
Yeah, can we hug and can I cry? And maybe I want to get in a fight.
And
I
now
don't know.
Ladies are like, I'm here to get fucked up and have a good time. So follow our socials, all the TikToks, the Instagram, the Facebooks.
You
can sign up for our mailing list on imomsohard.com too, but it's got all the shows there and stuff like that. But
yeah, and we have merch, which we're just getting feedback about the merch that's so positive. My daughter is currently wearing my I'm Mom So Hard sweatshirt because we each have one.
I know. I had no idea. I told one of my friends at school, I was like, I'm going to bring you a hat.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't wait for a new hat. And I was like, people are excited about it.
And I think the thing that's cool is we have the little tumbler, which is like silver and it says I Mom So Hard on it. So that's really fun.
Oh, dang.
And then the gradient.
I want mine for the podcast.
Yeah, the gradient t-shirt. And then we have the hoodie.
Yeah.
And one of them sold out and then they just restocked it, which I was really excited about.
Well, here's the funny thing. They only made the ones that you like that you could buy
at the
actual
tour.
Venue on the tour. And then everything you buy online is going to ship out in like next week.
And I'm sorry. My daughter is
in my backyard.
The window.
Oh, she
Trey,
is.
Trey, can you look? Can you cross frame and look at this? Hi. When you're trying to podcast and your daughter who stole your hoodie is out front.
Look, she's unintentionally modeling that hoodie for us. She's so dang funny. She's out there with
Pearl. She's wearing my pants right now. And the thing is stop, go. The thing that drives me crazy is she's wearing my pants and they're obviously way too big for her, but she wears the like ones that are shorter. So then they're long on her and then they look, make it look like she is just swimming. And I don't understand it.
God, I got to have her come over and go shopping in my closet. And I also, before you leave, have all these wigs and costumes that I need to give to her.
No,
and
not yet. Please, we don't have the storage.
Well,
they'll be out. They'll be out. Just give us a second.
I'm trying to get rid of our storage.
Yeah.
And our storage facility.
I'll take everything you've got, Miss Jen.
I'm just going to stack it in my garage. Remember I did that Instagram video about how clean my garage is? Guess what it is now?
That is
not clean.
That I know it was very clean at one time. Ours you can't even get into. We're just like the clamp. It's like embarrassing.
I mean, our garage growing up was so gross. Like you needed to get a car in there because of like the cold weather.
Well, ours wasn't used for like, you didn't put stuff out there you cared about. It was for your cars. That was it.
We put stuff out there that we cared about, and then the cars were out in the driveway. Like, it was so full, you had to scrape them. There was not a car getting in there. I remember my mom, like, calling me to brag one time and was like, I got my car in the garage. Can you believe it? I cleared
out my garage. Next to all the QVC boxes.
Oh, my God.
All the stuff that we have out.
Yeah, but so there's no car going, and you don't need it. Really, in LA, you don't need a garage.
No, ours is...
Unless you have very fancy cars.
No, also, are you a billionaire because you can give up that square footage? We've got it for storage, man.
Oh my,
husband's office is out in the garage.
Thank God. Turn it into a rec room if you are in...
Yeah.
Even remotely smart in Los Angeles.
Yeah, like, that's us.
I'm going to start renting out my chimney, man, because
No kidding. I was going to tell you this. I thought this would be a funny little tidbit about being on the road, and you just hope... that everything's going back, going okay on the home front. And I called, or I saw Eleanor like as I was leaving, and she was like, she asked me if it would be okay to watch the first Twilight movie. And I was
we started watching those.
Yeah, but I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh yeah, I remember those being like, I remember like seeing the first one and being like, oh, that's decent. I'm not too concerned about it. And then every time I called her, she was like, I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm watching the Twilight movie. I'm like, all right, cool. God, how long is this flipping movie? And then I get home and I am watching the Twilight movie with her. And I'm like, I don't remember any of this happening in the Twilight movie. And she goes, that's the first one. And I go, well, how many are there? And she goes, 5.
So she's watched all of them
in the time I've been gone.
Yeah.
So there has been zero, what do you call it? Monitoring?
Parenting going on. What? No.
Because my husband's in the throes of graduate school right now, and he's at where everything is due. And so like we have this table in the garage that's like all of his paperwork, and he's in a really good mood. And so
I'm like,
order food, go work. Yeah. Go do your thing and let our kids watch
at our house. Five movies. Their best self. That's
everybody's doing great at our house. Yeah. When mama leaves, everything is...
We actually, no joke, had a conversation a mere hour and a half ago before you got here about how much McDonald's is allowed in our home and how much is not allowed. And we have passed the allowed threshold.
Yes.
So like today... like last night we had spirit night for school. So it's like, you got
to
Chipotle.
It's so easy to make those because we have kids across town and you're like, you were between practices. Yep. You're like, I'm going to go.
What's easy? Yep. I don't have something in the crock pot right now. I'm exhausted. Do I feel like going home to make something? I know we need to food prep. There are so many things in my life that I need to do that I'm not doing.
I'm not saying that to you.
But the night we got home, we went and we got sushi.
We did too.
Because it'd been forever. And you're like, I want something healthy and light, kind of.
As much as I love where we were touring.
Fried food.
It is not an abundance of green vegetables. It is a lot of beige and delicious.
So
but
good.
Also, my pants were tighter.
We both gained like 6 pounds on this.
Yeah, I was like, I need to.
I did, for sure.
No, I did. I was like, I look visibly different in 4 days.
My
sodium intake alone, it was like I was trying to pickle myself.
Yeah, I got the seatbelt extender on the plane on the way back, you guys. It was a whole different deal.
I know. So that was the whole thing.
We did that, made dinner the next night, went to Chipotle, and my daughter had got her braces.
Oh, gosh.
So all she wanted was French fries. And Britt was like, great.
Well, you get braces, you get French fries.
And then tonight, because she has braces and they like had this assembly today and everybody got candy, none of it she could eat because it's chewy.
Yeah.
So she was like, I didn't get candy today. And I did feel bad for her. She goes, can I get McDonald's? And I was like, hold up. Why does it make sense in your head that you didn't get a 15-cent piece of candy?
But you get an $11. I don't know. That feels fair. I'm sorry. I can understand that. I would feel completely robbed. And if I didn't have a tantrum at school, I earned McDonald's.
This is what I said, though. And she was in agreement with it until she started to get really hungry. I go, okay, so you get two like sweet treats a day, like two pieces of candy or whatever, like two Hershey's Kisses or like two little cookies or something like that, that they get after dinner or as their afternoon snack. I go, you can have three because that makes up for that one that you would have had in school. And then it goes to McDonald's. And I was so hot under the collar, like having this conversation.
How many McDonald's trips have you guys had in the last?
I came home and I really thought like this could get ugly between me and my husband. I go, once a week max, Britt. Once a week max on McDonald's. He goes, I know it's been too much. Like he gave up right away.
He feels like he's been caught and it's like on some level, like a serial killer. That's like, all I ever wanted was to be caught. I'm showing up to the crime scene. I'm doing jumping jacks. I'm leaving my DNA.
Oh my God. I'm writing letters to the editor, this stuff. Like, like he was like, yes, we need to like, but it is so easy to just go like,
oh, it's so easy.
Everybody's hungry. If I drive through this drive-thru, then I just get to lay down.
I get by myself some time. I know. And like, but I go such the opposite direction, then I end up like overdoing it where I come home and I'm like, okay, I'm going to assume that everybody's eating like shit. I've been eating like shit. Now I'm going to cook all day and I'm going to go overkill. So I do. And I like, I made chili, I made chicken, I made steaks, I made vegetables, and then it's all prepped on the same day and nobody wants to eat that the next day. Nobody likes day-old vegetables. I don't give a shit who you are. You cannot convince me that you want day-old broccoli.
Well,
broccoli's a hard sell anyway.
Broccoli day-old, like cooked broccoli day-old, but there are some vegetables that are better stewed for a while.
Right. Well, I wasn't stewing them. I was just serving them in the microwave. So it was great.
Steamed?
Steamed. Boo. Well, I call them steamed.
You
I
cook them steamed. In butter for a while, and then next day.
Now we're talking. Now
we do double sauce.
Yeah, my mom and her bragging when she would come to visit, and she's like, well, I got the kids to eat cauliflower. I'm like, Hensley, I know what that looks like. That is Velveeta cheese and a lot of it, or a shit ton of real butter.
Yeah.
And that is what, and you put salt and butter on anything and I can eat it. Like seriously, you put it on a foot, I'll chomp down.
Totally.
So my mom's like, I just have the magic touch to get him to eat all these vegetables.
Yeah, the magic touch is called butter,
man. It's called butter. I mean, my mother-in-law's from Louisiana. I was like, how do you make this taste so good? And she's like, well, Dad, I always just use a little bit of butter.
You butter a turd, I'm going to eat it. I don't care.
It's so true.
Stick it in the air fryer. God.
Well, we have some things we want to talk about on this show.
From the tour, you guys, okay. So first of all, we want to talk about the tour, and let's first of all say—
the good.
The ladies have been coming out, and it is like, so many of you podcast ladies are coming out.
So many podcast ladies, which is so
awesome.
Fun. Also, just might I say— we had the chance to talk to so many people after the shows, and we had a couple moms that were coming back from cancer, and one who's sort of just living with cancer, going in and having a brain surgery, which to remove a tumor, which is just so hard. But of all the years that we've been doing this, the thing that I've learned about women is like, they're out to have a good time. And the thing that they need most is just to laugh with each other. I know that that's like heals my soul. That's all I want.
Yeah.
And so the fact that anybody who is sick or struggling on whatever end of that, and you choose to come out and see us, I just feel like that's the shit that like can put me to bed at night. But I'm also like bawling as I read all the DMs. Like so nice.
I don't take it as a compliment. I feel it. It makes me feel like, well, then, girl, it is my civic duty to make you this fucking laugh tonight. Yeah,
good.
We have had women come in and be like, man, I am, what is the worst?
Stage four,
and it's not good. But you know what? Come do a shot with me at the bar.
Yeah, don't
and I'm
cry.
Like,
don't cry.
Give me a pussy shot, and I'll do it with you. But I'm not like.
And just to clarify, that is an actual alcoholic beverage. I don't think she's saying just punch me in my nethers. She's saying, I'll do a pussy shot, like a real baby shot.
I'll do whatever she wants, Kristen. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Okay,
she's,
fine.
If she's like, having hey, that let heart me
punch
of a time.
You, punch you in your pussy.
If I deserve, I might deserve it. You know what? There are times that hey, man, I definitely
she's had a hard
do.
Time. I could suck it up for one punch.
Absolutely.
That thing is dead down there. You could use that as a speed bag and I
oh
wouldn't
my
feel
God.
It. If
it's
that's
going to
make you feel
sure.
better as you yeah. battle cancer, you punch on, lady. Punch on.
Absolutely. You so, speed bag down there. Oh, God, I just hit the microphone.
And I'm like, I don't yeah. even feel it.
I know.
So yeah, that's the, but we, then we met
and,
like.
And also, can I say this too? That yeah. like, we used to say this, like when we started doing the videos on Facebook and they don't get to people right now like they used to. So
yeah,
tell
but,
your friends.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Help your friend add
get
the
to
podcast.
Anybody.
But we would see the comments and then we would like know you were there and like that you liked us, it encouraged yeah. us to keep going. And then when we started doing the live show, we were like,
wow,
this isn't just stuff going out into the ether. These are human beings and they're like our friends kind of.
Yeah.
So it was great. And so with everything now, it was so fun again to be able to do like the meet and greet like crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
and just put your hands on everybody.
Like, these are real people. And this is why we like to do this.
And
like,
we've been doing this so long now that we have like repeat people that we recognize.
Yeah.
You know, this sweet young guy from St. Louis comes to all of our shows. His
oh
name
God.
Is Mark.
Should he be our hot flash for this
No, because nope. I have one. I love
oh,
you,
okay.
Mark. I love you, Mark. Also,
I think he's been
I adore
our hot
him.
Flash before, too.
I adore him, and to call him a hot flash feels like it's demoting him. He's such a darling little creature.
Yeah.
But listen,
you guys, Mark was an Uber driver during our first tour, and he kept bringing all these ladies to a show, and he was like, where are y'all going? And they said, we're going to my mom's already. He puts it in his phone
and
to
he's
look
like, that
it up later
fun.
When he's done. And then he's like, they're funny. So then the next year, he comes to the show.
All
he's
by
come
himself.
Every year, and he gets a t-shirt made with his picture with us.
Ours, yeah.
And wears it. Yeah, it's the best.
Every single time, which is just darling. And that, yeah. those are the things that you're like, is this my life? It feels so extraordinary. But with it, with all of this goodness, comes
weird ass shit.
Comes some weird ass shit.
Okay.
And I think we can speak honestly because of all of the show. So we're gonna, I've got a little beef. We're gonna talk about it.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Of all the things that we've experienced in our lives, these live shows literally is the shit that we could sit down at a table and have 14 cocktails and not even scratch the surface of how fun and weird.
Everything we've experienced,
everything we've pulled out of a bag,
but
everything we've eaten, drank.
The last 10 days have been a woo.
Kicked our ass
yeah.
in a way that is new.
Let's tell them so where that second show where it was in Washington, right?
It was in Tacoma. And by the way, I have always bragged about Tacoma. So
yeah.
No beef with Tacoma.
No,
that
it's
is not. That is not the thing. But there is a known fact that, so here's here's what went down. Shall we to say? So, yeah. Okay, so we're in Tacoma. Trey has not heard any of this, so he's been sort of waiting to hear.
Yeah, we want to see how he reacts to this
craziness.
We've done
one show. We did a show in Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene, then Oregon.
Then we went to Tacoma as our second. And Tacoma, we go into the theater.
Well, and then the last night was Portland.
Right.
So, but that middle night.
That middle night, we go get ready to go on the stage. House is full. We're stoked. We hear the crowd going crazy. We play the video, and then Jen says,
"Can I?" Yeah, I go.
There are birds.
Nope, that's not what I said. This is what happened, and I'll never forget it, Kristen. I go, Kristen, there's a bat on the stage, and she goes, "Oh my God, tell me you're fucking joking. I'm so scared of bats." And I go, Kristen, there's a bird on the stage. And I think there's two birds on the stage. And she goes, don't let it be a bat. Don't let it be a bat. Don't let it be a bat.
You guys,
she's not scared of anything, you guys.
I'm not scared of anything. I'm not. I mean, I certainly have my fears. But when I tell you rats and bats, one and two, actually.
They're flying rats.
Bats are more because bats are flying, and we know that
they can crawl to you.
And
they can
I just saw the movie Contagion, and I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. And I see these goddamn, what I think, Jen, my friend, trying to protect me, because not only do I get stage fright, I'm probably crapping myself. I see there's goddamn birds in the.
She also will get ADD.
Yeah. Oh.
Because she always has ADD. And yeah. I was like, if there are pterodactyls flying around this stage, this woman is going to.
She's going to be like, focus if someone's wearing sequins.
Oh my God. Okay? Yes.
I'm like, this is sparkly.
And it's very disconcerting because your brain, when you're on stage, is like, I have this thing I want to say. I don't want to fuck this up for my partner here.
You don't want to drop a line.
I don't want to mess it up for the audience.
And meanwhile, above us is the fucking plague.
Okay, so as the video is going, we have like a 5-minute video. So if you haven't like been to one of our shows or you don't know us.
Introduction video that's really fun, kind of best of
deal. And so I turn, this guy doesn't even work at the theater. He like works for the promoter or whatever. And I go, you need to go open a door that's on the stage
and you try to get
to shine the light because they're following the light.
Can I just say what they're doing? It looks like it's made up, like it's part of our show because these goddamn bats are flying in the projector. And so it's going through the screen and it looks like a goddamn bat
they
signal.
They think it's the moon. The projector they thought was the moon.
And they're fast and there's two of them and they're dive bombing the light source to which we are about to walk into.
So I'm like, he runs over. He goes, yep, I'm going to open these big barn doors, which you remember they were, there was this
fuck off. I'm going to stay next to the light lady.
We were kind of like, the stage was kind of in like a weird basement. Like the way it was built was like, you went down that ramp. We wouldn't walk down the ramp because we had heels on.
Yeah.
So we went down a stairwell. So they opened the doors to the ramp.
It was built like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Batman.
And he's shining the light. But this was the part that made it like additionally difficult was
it was
cold, you guys, and that guy kept those dang doors open all the whole night to try and coax those bats out of that theater. But he tell you what, all night they stayed in that theater, dive bombing
the whole
audience,
show,
dive bombing our heads.
At one point, I saw a bat go behind Jen's head, and it looked like it had its 6-foot wingspan. I thought it was going to chomp her head off. And I know they crap, and then they make it's all I could think of. I was like, oh God, I'm going to create another COVID because this thing's going to shit on me. And then I'm going to accidentally eat something, and then I'm going to have a fucking disease, and I'm going to give it to everybody. Yeah. I hate them. And I think they're going to like rip my face off. So the whole night, and you're right, I'm extremely ADD. So the whole night I'm watching these bats and I have never been, my circuit breakers of my internal being were broken.
And it was,
I was fucked up.
Every part of it was distracting because you would see in your periphery, the light changing and it would be the bats.
You mean
and
then, the end of time, the end of my life?
Yeah. And then you would hear the audience go, ah!
Yeah. Because it was like, they were watching like a freaking, like a murder happening behind you because their heads would go like this. And they go left and right and left and right. And I'm like, are you guys seeing it? Do you see it? Is that what you're, are you guys looking at the bat? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, God, please.
It was, now awful. Listen, I will tell you, I have like an absolute phobia of snakes. I am bothered by people who say something is mid-century modern furniture that's not when they post it for sale.
That and is then, not a fear. That's an annoyance.
But I'm bothered.
You're bothered.
Bats... That night in specific just pissed me off because I was
Jen
like,
was fine. I was not fine.
I don't want you here because I could see that it bothered you big time.
Yes.
Big time, big time.
I was trying so hard.
The audience was so distracted by it. It pissed me off. I mean,
I know the bats were really upstaging our shit and we had some really good shit.
Literally the audience afterwards, it was just like.
Go like that. You've got the funniest horn of hair.
It was like a memorable. I know I got to get my hair done tomorrow. Like none of it makes sense. But like the women were like, oh my God, that was such a memorable night. Like it was so crazy. Like how'd you guys do? Well, number one, if you want to like do a show for or by somebody who cannot get distracted that easily, a mom.
Yeah.
Once you've survived toddlers,
you can
you
handle
probably
it.
Testify in front of the like Congress.
Yeah.
With
and
like
your
bats flying around, you're fine.
Literally, you wouldn't even have a heartbeat.
No.
I always say like, put a mom in an interrogation room, and she's going to be like, I get a little quiet time.
Oh, I thought
get a
you were bringing
cup of
it.
Coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to ask me some hard questions.
No, you don't. Oh, I see. You don't
I'm
have
sorry.
Them.
This is okay. Child's play. I have a toddler.
Why don't you ask me why do people have to die? Because
yeah,
that's what toddlers
this is
ask
easy.
Me,
okay? Where was I yesterday? I'm not sure. That's
no
how
idea.
I answer that.
The only thing I can equate it to was the fireman.
Exactly. That we did. Again, I don't want to sound like I'm like, pumping us up, but I'm gonna say like there is nothing more thrilling and exhilarating and terrifying than live performance because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
You don't know if you're gonna get heckled. You don't know if there's gonna be a laugh that you didn't expect. You don't know if there's gonna be a part that doesn't work and that doesn't feel great. And when we were in Milwaukee, and if you don't know this story, it's one of our famous stories.
Yeah.
But we had a show at the Pabst Theater and some woman was mad that the men's bathrooms were not open for her to go pee in. So she pulled the fire alarm and then the fire alarm starts going and Jen and I did not leave the stage. We just did bits in between the rant, rant, rant. Four.
May I say some good bits and ladies, like, back us up if you were there. Like,
yeah, saying like it sounds like a band concert.
We are improvisers at heart and we just made it part of the show.
We did.
But as we were doing it.
As we were doing it, all of a sudden I hear this. I'm doing a bit on stage and I'm like, man, I'm killing it. All of a sudden there's this surge of laughter and all this like shouting, like,
ooh.
And I'm like I looked at Jen and I was like this. I was like, am I fucking on right now?
I'm fire,
God, I can't do anything wrong. Then all of a sudden I see these hunky out of a calendar, half dressed firemen.
No, they were fully dressed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But in her memory,
sorry,
they
were
shirtless
they not naked?
With just like
just the red straps.
Oiled
wait,
up,
did I just,
shirt,
oiled
I
would
up
like
chest
to say they were really fully dressed.
Kristen, yes, they thought there was a fire.
I think
were,
one of them wasn't.
Nobody is going to put on coconut oil and go into a fire.
I think that one guy did.
On.
The no. Wait, did I not French kiss one of them?
If you are not watching this on YouTube, she's like twirling her hair right now, you guys. It's so, okay.
I'm just saying one of them was a real wet fart, but the rest were so fun and hot.
They were dressed to put out a fire. And also you can't shut off a public fire alarm without the key that the firemen
had. But they had, some of them had axes. I was like, what's up, fellas?
So they come in from the back. They come in from the back through the back doors.
Walk slowly down the aisle. And the women are what looks like
they did
ripping themselves apart ritualistically.
The women are focused intently on
them.
Yeah.
It looked like we'd hired Chippendales.
People really thought that. But here's what happened.
Which would have been way out of our budget.
When the firemen came in and got the key to shut off the fire alarm, there was this dad, as there always is.
A husband out at the bar.
Trying to be a hero and brings his wife. And then he's like, I'm literally the only
dude.
So he goes, you guys, you should go into that room because there's 2,000 drunk
women.
Ladies in there. And that guy is a hero, whoever he is, and we want to find him.
I think, if I remember right, the woman who told us to go, he goes, you need to go in there. And the firemen were asking, like, is everything okay? And he goes, nope, you need to go in there. And then they walked in and they walked down the lane and they come up and it was like the comedy gods had gifted us. They come up on stage.
On
the
stage.
Women were like ripping their clothes off. It was like feral animals, like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And they were like, just.
Like getting pregnant so, from their seats.
Fuck yes, man. And they were all hot except for one of them. And they, I was like, well, you guys do not know what volunteer firemen look like, because in my town, it's everybody's dad. This is
I know.
Not,
it was different. These
guys
pros.
Were real.
And by the way, one of them went back to the station, changed clothes, and came back to work the crowd later.
Yeah.
But honestly, they were all hot, crowd. But one of them was less. He wouldn't.
Yeah, he would. I go, if only Pony would play by right now.
Brett Abens, God love you for
our
the
tour
rest
manager
of your life.
Hit it like it was like literally like a to go button, like bam.
That's and then why people thought it was
planned. Oh,
planned.
And they, like a couple of them were like started to dance and then
they pulled up their shirts. They like. They were so game. It was like your fucking tax dollars finally paying off, ladies.
And we got to see it firsthand.
It was so amazing.
It was so awesome. And I think that lived with me in some sort of positive way for the next, like, well, till now, really, honestly. It's
yeah.
like, give, that was the one of the greatest things. And
I
it
will
started
tell
out in
my
a bad,
grandchildren that story.
And it started out not great because of the fire alarm. But what we didn't do is we didn't fucking quit.
No, we kept going.
We didn't even know it was an option.
Well,
we just kept doing bits in between those freaking fire alarms. And then the firemen came.
Part of what it was, I think we didn't know at that point that it was nothing. So I said.
Oh, that's right. Let's keep them.
I said, let's nobody panic or do anything until we know.
Yeah.
Because if it gets loud and everybody gets up, then it's going to be hard to tell everybody what has to happen.
Yeah.
And then. 30 seconds later, we get word, it's okay.
It's
a
just false,
a false alarm.
Alarm. There's a woman that's going to spend some sweet time in county tonight,
that
but for the rest
ticket.
Of you,
that's
you're
an
safe.
Expensive ticket.
I think
yeah.
she's like, you don't know. You don't know me.
But a bunch of women, like, I mean, of course, you've got
it's
a bunch
a good
of like,
crowd
labor and delivery
out.
Nurses.
They
you've
did not
got,
freak
like,
out.
Natural born leaders in this audience who were like, we're going to just hang. I don't think anybody was like,
no, you had two types. You had one that had been saving and waiting to go out, and there was no way that she was going to be like screwed out of her money and time and effort to get a babysitter.
She was like,
and then you had
once
another
the
set.
Smoke gets uncomfortable, I'll leave.
I'll leave. And then the other type are like type beers that are like, hey man, we're here for a good time.
I'm too
let's
drunk
not,
to care
yeah,
right
let's,
now.
Let's not care. Let's there, barf in
yeah.
our purse.
There was a bunch of moms going, let the motherfucker burn.
Let the
motherfucker burn.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
The energy of that night was a spirit to which I will always think about. But the night of the bats was a spirit
different.
To which... Have you ever been in a position... And don't come at me. I get it. Like, not everybody is in a good space with booze, for sure. But have you ever been like, I need a drink? Like, my... As someone who drinks alcohol... And by the way, drinks less now than I ever have. And that's just because of... I'm not having any fun socially. Because
we're too busy.
Our
children right
but
now. Thank
I literally
you.
Was like, I think this is that situation where I'm like, I need a drink because my circuitry is off kilter.
We did. And also like part two to this story.
Oh boy.
We didn't need a drink. We were like, right now my body is having trouble thinking about anything else but this and operating at such a fever pitch. So I would like a little buzz so
just
that I can
mellow
chill the
me.
Fuck out.
Or so that I'm not like, my butthole isn't like clamped all night and I'm like, I can't
yes.
sleep.
The like, listen, Kristen's brain is always going five directions at one time. Mine is running mono, if not blank tape most of the time. And
it is amazing how long she can wear heels and it doesn't hurt her feet. And I wore them for... Not, like 70 minutes,
I will,
and
I'll
all
wear
I do is
for a
I've
long
been complaining
time,
for 2 weeks.
Like, don't your feet hurt? And I'm like,
they
kind of
do.
They do. Thank you for calling that.
I'm like, they're
attention.
Bleeding. Do you want that? They look bruised. They, you have,
darn
I think
right
you have a broken toe.
I know.
I think you have
I have
a broken
like serious
toe.
Nerve damage, you guys. No joke. But so, like, my brain was so exhausted from all these places that I was like thinking,
yeah,
that I'm not normally thinking,
yeah,
from the bat. And like, look, they're gross too.
They're gross, you guys. Bats are gross. And I just was freaked out. It's just my fear. It's just my thing. I fucking hate rats and I fucking hate bats.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear a hat and I don't want to put my feet on a mat. I will not go.
I won't do that.
I won't do that. No, Sam,
I am. I'd like to see it go splat. And that, what did we say too? We were like, there were three dudes in the audience. We were like,
oh God, that was such a great line.
Jenny, handle it, man.
I freaked out. I'll be the first to admit.
There is a weird sweet spot for me where I'm like, okay, this doesn't feel that foreign to me.
Yeah, this is a trauma response. But I'm going to dial in. I'm going to get my feet heavy on the ground. I'm going to be fine. And I'm in the back literally like a Tasmanian devil.
We're from Nebraska though too. So it's like weird stuff gets in your house. And I've seen my grandma chase a bat with a broom and like catching her curtains against the wall and stuff like that. And then you just stand there and scream until like somebody comes with like a net or a saucepan or something. And like,
then like you beat the bat. Jesus Christ. I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't. That is where I tapped out. So I had a cocktail and I felt better. And then we played in Portland.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Before we leave Tacoma though, which is a world that loves their wildlife, but that was absolutely ridiculous.
And we knew that going in. I love Tacoma.
25 minutes from the place they filmed Twilight.
Right.
So the jokes abounded with vampires and bats and stuff like that. Like it was.
And I was trying my hardest, but I was like, you guys, I think I just need to say these words and get off the stage.
None of those damn bats were anything that looked like Robert Pattinson whatsoever. None of those bats was driving a Volvo and like wearing some like
none of them looked like
tight-fitting jeans.
Yeah, that bat, I looked that bat square in the fucking face, and that bat did not have a nice jawline. That's what I will tell you right now.
That was like a backwoods.
Yeah,
like,
that was a real fucking shitty bat that like. Where's his, where's
he's
a dumbass
hat? He's got a couple cars
hat?
Up on blocks in front of his, like, haunting trailer that he's decided to live in, quote unquote.
He's just spending some time in the old duck blind, but we know that's his house.
We know that, right.
That's the bat that was crashing our show. Yeah, I was like, stay in the air for fuck's sake, man. Stay in the fucking, you stay up there and I'll stay down here.
Nope.
And don't dive bomb my friend because you look like a freaking prehistoric animal behind her head.
I've seen what you do in movies. You hang upside down places. This is a very high ceiling. It looks like cave like.
Just
hang upside down somewhere.
Contagion.
Like it was upsetting. Like
it was
my
upsetting.
Mom brain.
I know. But then the next thing, you know what's so amazing? You do a show and it like wipes the slate clean. It just is the. And also, I always say this, but I feel like I always want to say it, is like, if you are somebody who likes to storytell or you're somebody who wants to try to do stand-up, I always say, like, just do it.
Go do it,
Because it's like, I know that there's like all these like small little cities around and everybody has an open mic. Go give it a go.
Yeah.
You would be amazed how good you'll feel even if you crash and burn after you're done, because it's just the fact.
No, it's true.
That you survive. You go like, oh, I've got a pulse. I didn't kill me.
Nobody dies from public speaking.
It is a
knock,
very.
I'm gonna knock on wood.
Oh yeah, because I'd be dead a long time ago. Are you kidding? The bats would have done me in. I would have flatlined.
I do think too that the audience wants you to be great more than you want to be great.
I think you and I both have
they
that
bet
real
their money
need
on you.
I think you and I both feel an incredible amount of service to just have the most fun at these shows.
Yeah.
Every time we're coming up with material, we're like, let's go, let's dig
it's
in.
It's a big deal to leave your house, get a sitter, pay money for that ticket.
We always think about that.
Go out and get appetizers. Like, you are betting on us. In our favor. So that feels like good. And all we have to do is like work. And I want to hit on this point too.
Oh, I don't.
No. I'm not going to get there yet. The next weekend of shows, we haven't had this happen before. It was in this, so many cool like venues.
Revolution Hall used to be a high school and they turned it into a venue. In Portland.
In Portland.
And that
was
so cool.
Fantastic. And then we're in Springfield, Missouri this cool old theater where the next weekend.
Yeah, but Springfield wasn't first. Chesterfield was first.
Yes, that was, that was
And that was
awesome.
The factory, and that's where we had 2,000 women. And you want to talk electricity in a room.
Yeah.
It's 2,000 women hanging out together. And by the way, I just read this and I thought this was so cool. There is literally like scientific evidence that supports that women who gather, like women who gather in groups and women who gather in big groups, it literally is proven to add years to your life. Like we as women, like from the like early times of being in the bush and being cave women, we would, as a collective, like be together and raise the children, get together and sit together and sort of just be. And we don't do it any of that anymore. It's a different drive for women because I think like it is more about, you can be like a man, you can work like a man, you can be the CEO, you can be the, and it's not taking into account that we're women and it's different for us. So the biology is different. So women who gather, I think, are no less good at running a business. It just looks different. But I think that there's this like idea that if you get your girlfriends together, it literally does good for your life and your energy, and it centers you and it makes you feel seen. Men are different. Men are different.
I would argue they're not. Like dogs live longer when they're in groups.
Yeah.
Like if you have one dog, it's not going to live as long as if you have a bunch of dogs. Like they keep
Jen,
each other
I think
young.
That's you trying to just justify having dogs. Four dogs.
Trust
because
me.
There is a world where you can have two dogs. Jen's like, you can have one dog or you can have six dogs.
I don't understand what the point of one dog is. It feels
She's
mean.
Like, one dog, two dogs. That's not even, that is an option, but.
It feels really boring.
Yeah, Jen's like, if there's not 18 dogs running at you when you walk into a house with all these trinkets on the shelves, what are you doing?
Well, that's who I am.
And so, I love it. I love it.
Love it.
I just
it or
worry
leave
about
it.
Your glassware.
Fuck everybody.
And she's had some wine. And she's had some wine because it's been a really hard 2 weeks.
No, but I was talking to Dash about this the other day because he was like, he goes, do tall people, no, he said this because remember everybody goes through this developmental stage that doctors don't chart, but literally there's a stage where you're obsessed with the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh my God. It's right? It's fifth grade.
Oh my God. Every kid gets it. They order the book and then they just like, there's.
But then you go right
facts.
To who has the longest penis. I
oh
want to see
God.
What.
The longest fingernails.
The like, longest fingernails. Oh the oldest, the deadest.
The fattest hamster. Yeah, all like, that shit.
Like, but it has to be like kind of gross. It's not like who could name the 50 the states the fastest? You're like boring as shit. I want it to like
no.
the biggest tumor.
It's the most
I want to see.
Yeah.
It's like dark.
The tallest guy.
Penis is number
woman.
One. Like
we've all,
yeah.
Kristen, you really keep hitting that hard. How many times have you looked at? You literally mentioned it three times. Who is it? And how long is it?
Well, I think it was 19 inches.
What?
No, I don't know. I'm making that up. I'm making it up. I don't have the recent book.
That is a mistake of.
It looks like a tripod.
Trey's looking it up. Okay.
Ew. That's, ew. Now no, I feel gross. That's going to be on your freaking search engine, not
we'll
mine.
Share the picture on the podcast.
No,
page.
We will okay. absolutely not. It's
we'll
going to look
it.
Like
we'll
a goddamn
it.
Horse's wiener.
Okay. But so he's in that phase and he was like, he's wondering like, how tall am I going to get? You know, and he goes like, well, tall people don't live as long as short people. And I go, well, is that true? And he was like, like statistically, I mean, he's a stats guy. Like that's his jam. He loves numbers.
I like to
and
make stuff up as I go just to support my point.
And then he was like, you know, like women live longer. And I go, but I think there are conditions.
I fucking called it.
18.9 inches. Don't act like that was random, Kristen. You knew that. You mentioned it three times. There's no way you've not Googled that.
Hey, man, if they make me buy the book, I'm going to look up the stuff
Let
I
me
care
look
about.
At the search history on your
Absolutely
phone.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
19 inches. Sorry, dude.
You're
and
gonna
sorry
see like
to your wife.
My search like, engine right now is literally a kaleidoscope of how
like,
I feel right now.
You lean over the counter in the kitchen, I'll be in the pantry. Hold on. You get in the back seat and I'll be here in the front seat still. And this is the only way we can do these things.
You'll be like watching a Netflix movie alone in your room and you're like, stop, I'm not in the mood. And he's like,
I said stop. I hear you folding laundry in there and you're still poking me. Stop it. Oh my God. Good for you. When was that? Was there a picture? Google images and just see what comes up. I'm just
Trey's
curious.
Like giggling like he's like He did not know that this would be his life. He's an accomplished artist, musician. No,
he's like, why did I even go to college?
Yeah,
why?
He's like, this is. He's going to be like drinking lighter. Later, is this my life?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys, you got to go.
Will you hand me it? I got to look at it. I got to put my reader's on. Hold on.
Holy Moses.
Okay. Oh shit. What'd I click on? Uh-oh.
Oh my.
You guys.
I am going to gross it. So gross.
It's not good. I'm going to describe it to you guys. It is like bandaged. This appendage is, it's bigger than both of his arms, but he also does have one of those weird Chuck Liddell bodies where he's like kind of barely, but then like skinny arms and legs. And then really, it looks like he doesn't have a lot of money, but he's very wealthy in penis. Yeah.
But what do you do with that?
It's about 4 inches wide. It's fully flaccid.
This is disgusting.
It's 4 inches wide. And
you can't even put that in pants. I'm not interested in that.
I think it's cumbersome.
I was interested in just a statistic, not an actual picture. That's why the Guinness Book of World Records is awesome. It's a book.
And I just have to say, he's got multiple colors of tape on it, too. And I don't know why. Like, he ran out.
Maybe it's like, is it straight? I feel...
The look on his face is not proud. It looks like this is a burden that my poor wife has had to live with. And God save me. He's
like, sometimes I use it as a
all right.
Hang up some...
Oh, my God! His name is Roberto Esquivel. And
he's like, sometimes I just...
Kristen, I'm going to show you...
I can't hold the garden by myself. No, please don't.
I'm going to show you decent...
Don't.
No, he's got pants on, and I just want you to see... How hard it is just to wear pants.
No!
You guys.
Somebody told him to go to the Guinness Book of World Records, by the way. That's my point.
You know what?
They're like, you got to get Randy. What's his name? You got to go. You got to tell.
What's his name? Marco Esquivel? I don't know. I need to know what it is.
Jesus Christ. Oh God!
Oh my God! But I mean, nobody's interested in that. I mean,
I am not interested in that.
How did we get on that topic?
Because you said Guinness Book.
Okay, can't think of literally anything else right now. Okay, so I said the difference between women living longer than men, I don't think is like genetics. I think it is like behavioral.
Yes.
Like, I think it's like men don't like to go to doctors. I think it's like men typically have had these like hard labor jobs, besides the fact that literally we were talking about like how many women have died just like having a baby because it's so freaking hard on your body, yeah, especially before modern medicine like kicked in.
I also think that we live in a culture that this is going to come out wrong, and I'm just going to say it. We've been in a male-dominated culture, so that culture is what women have felt like they need to assimilate to, which is out of the what their biology and what we're supposed to feel like is okay. We've been told, well, that's not as commanding as doing it like a man, so to speak. But now what we're seeing is there's 60% of women are in undergraduate school right now in colleges. And I think that because we've seen this increase, we're going to see women approach business differently. And it's going to be equally just as good. It's just going to be a different approach. And that's okay.
That's my dream, is that we stop using that like a man.
Like a man. It should go away.
It's just, so just being a human that's allowed and doesn't have the brakes put on them, like social mores or societally, whatever. Like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with a leader who says, I respect the fact that you would like to make it to your kids' pageant tonight or their school function.
And by the way, dudes, you should get mad respect for doing the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, anybody who says, hey, man, I want you to make it to your son's baseball game, you should not know who I'm talking to, man or woman. It should just be like, it's important for you to do this. And we also know, because we're smart, of what the real times of day that we can work are and when we're the most effective. And it's really between like 8 and 2. So those all kind of work with school hours. And you should have, I think, women in business offer a different perspective. There are so many outside of us. There are so many women out there that are running businesses, that are killing it, that are showing a different game that also offer other women a place where they can gather and they can have other women around them. And we're getting away from that whole notion that like women can't work together because they're clicky and they're snotty and na-na-na. I just think that's total horseshit. And we've got 8 years of live shows to prove it.
Like, yeah,
all good stuff. We had one fight break out, and granted, I think she did sort of deserve a pop in the mouth. She was getting real
lippy.
She was real lippy and she's real hammered. We were in San Antonio, and I don't think it was a big fight. I think it was a woman who was dressed up and ready to have a good time, feeling like the woman behind her was out of control. So she just made her quiet.
She was like, I've been waiting for this night. I've asked you a couple times politely to stop. And then
I think she took off her hoops. She bonked her.
Threw down.
That woman was quiet. And I think everyone went like this.
How did we get on this topic, Nancy?
All right, now we're on to women gathering. Because you were talking about Revolution Hall, and then we were talking about what a great place, and then you were saying Dasha was curious about his height. How tall am I going to be? And women live longer because they're shorter.
Springfield. Oh, I don't know how
we just
dogs.
I think everybody needs to know who we are.
We're at Springfield, and there was a frat party in the same building as us, mm-hmm. which we were like, we're gonna get some guys to get reversible vasectomies.
Was that tonight. Springfield?
Yep.
Yep. That was our first of the three.
Because it's where Mizzou. Yeah.
No, Mizzou's Columbia.
Oh.
So our first show was in. So it went. Our last show was in Springfield. Our second show.
Shoot, I gotta update
Chesterfield
the website.
Was one. Chesterfield was one.
And then that Springfield. Was, and then Columbia.
Yep.
And we might have to break this podcast into a part two.
But because, you're not going to want to miss this part two because...
There was a
we had a thing happen that we've never had happen before. And I wasn't going to talk about it.
I'm going to make her do a
I really wasn't
going to... And then we have to talk about it. How can we not talk about it?
Mm.
So listen to next week's podcast, you guys, because
we've got more to it. TBD.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.